Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
I'm good. What an interesting week in the markets. Nice jump this month so far. Nice jump in November. So people are kind of feeling good, even though there's snow on the ground and it's cold and so forth. But we've got a very interesting show. We'll definitely talk about what's happening in the markets and why we're seeing what we're seeing. But there's been a report that was put out by the Canadian Housing Mortgage Corporation, Canadian CMHC. Mortgage Housing Corporation, yep. CMHC. And they're talking about the trends and that what used to be is not what is. And right. What I mean by that is what used to be about seniors are going to downsize at some point. That's kind of shifted. That's kind of contributing to the lack of supply in the housing market mm-hmm. at this point. Mm-hmm. It's kind of caught people by surprise because guess what? These individuals have changed their behavior from the previous generation. So
right. Yeah, they
things
have.
Are different.
What are the implications of that? We'll talk about that.
Let's talk about implications. We saw a great November in the stock market. Mm-hmm. The bond market looked pretty good for the month of November as yep. well. We're seeing a pretty good first week or so into December. And it feels like better sentiments coming out from at least the markets.
Well, what's changed? So there's a bunch of interesting stuff this week. Bank of Canada rate decision. That's not the interesting part. But their guidance around excess demand no longer exists in the economy. That's interesting. We get a Fed rate decision next week. We'll see what they say. We do have bond markets starting to pretty aggressively price in rate cuts next year. How accurate is that? We can talk about that one. I wrote down, the U.S. jobs picture. The news cycle was dominated, at least in our world, by what the U.S. labor picture looks like this week. Mm-hmm. And as usual, there's kind of a mixed bag. So let's just pick one and run with it. What do you want to run with?
Let's talk about let's talk about the job side, which will lead to also the bond market and what it's pricing in regards to rate cuts, because we're hearing more and more from an average citizen yep. saying, oh, they're going to cut rates next year.
Right.
They're actually predicting that themselves, right? And so what was interesting about how people think about jobs, and let's just focus on the U.S. right now because that's where the attention is. Jobs number were better than expected. Yes?
Yes. Headline number better than
headline
expected.
Better. Unemployment rate went the wrong direction.
Correct. For
if you want to see a slowdown in the economy.
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
And so the market reacted to that saying, uh-oh.
Well, the futures market, when it hit, the headline took futures markets negative.
Correct. The bond market reacted, uh-oh. But people forgot just a few days before that, mm-hmm. that the outstanding number of jobs that are still out there mm-hmm. available was down by almost 1 million from the peak. So about 8 million jobs outstanding available in the United States at this point in time. It was closer to 9 just not too long ago. And so we got to think about as if you're a business owner.
Yep.
Do you just cut staff or do you cut out the opportunity for hiring first?
Right. For growth and in additional employees, yeah.
And so what the market or what we're hearing from people are saying, oh my God, jobs is not moving in the right direction, which means we're not losing jobs. We're actually gaining jobs. This is terrible. This is not going to go towards, it's going to raise interest rates. We're going to have higher inflation. And they go into that extreme thought, right? You need to have less jobs available before you start cutting.
Right. And the other part that we haven't spoken about was it's inflation is the issue, right? So what the Fed is concerned about is if the labor market stays strong, wage inflation stays strong or goes higher. Well, the inflation number in that report was right on as expected at 4%. In the previous months, data was revised down. Wage inflation was revised down. And so when I was reporting on this data this week, the Goldilocks scenario is if inflation continues to trend lower and everybody that wants a job has a job, that means no recession. And so the market, it was interesting to watch that first 2 hours of trading, as it often is, because the market was trying to figure out, is this good news or bad news,
yeah.
right? Because it's a mixed bag.
Here's what I think is not, a lot of attention is not being played on yet, is productivity of the average American.
Right.
Okay, if productivity of the average American can go up, you can pay them more, but hire less people.
Right. And inflation could go down.
And then inflation goes down, exactly.
Right.
So look at that productivity number.
Right.
With newer technology, and I know AI is all the buzz right now,
right.
a couple of companies, and I'll pick on one, Shopify, announced that they did 1 million lines of code using AI.
Right.
You want to see the productivity of that company just go up right there?
Right.
They don't have to hire that many people to do that kind of work. Right. So technology will make the individual more productive as it has in the past. And if that's the case, you can still pay them more.
Right.
You don't have to hire as many. And you can still sell more or have more revenue.
Yeah.
And your profit margin can still be there. So this concept of soft landing has now just increased in my models.
Right.
What was a low chance of a soft landing is becoming a coin flip in my view.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. It's increasing.
Let's go to interest rates.
Yep.
This is what was interesting is that now the market, prior to the jobs numbers coming out on Friday, was pointing towards a rate cut as early as March
in the US
of 2024 in the US. Thoughts?
I think that's going to be the probability that gets priced lower and lower over the coming weeks. So I think the bond market's probably gotten a little bit too optimistic on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, my feeling is that if in fact we're going to have a higher probability of a no landing, then it likely means that the Fed just has to keep rates where they are. I think that Europe and Canada cut rates before the US does.
I agree.
Yeah.
You said no landing. Did you mean no landing or did you mean soft landing?
Yeah, it's a no landing or soft landing, but it's not a recession. Not even a mild, something other than a mild recession.
Okay, now here's what I'm predicting for 2024. Okay. Now they're going to have the conversation of no landing versus soft landing.
Right.
If recession has been somewhat diminished in high probability, greater than 40%.
Yeah.
And that could be a possibility.
Yeah.
Then they're going to talk about no landing versus soft landing, because a landing is still a landing.
Yep.
And that does have impact.
Right.
No landing doesn't have an impact.
Yep.
I'm not in that camp.
Right.
I'm in the camp of if we had a choice of those three, recession,
yep,
soft landing, no landing, I don't even consider no landing as a probability greater than 10%
right,
in my models.
Right.
And I think the market's missing this. They're getting optimistic in some areas, but in other parts of the market, they've been calling a deep recession. You look at large corporations that have high revenue and good profit margins. They've been bid up like crazy.
Yep.
With the thought process that they're going to weather the storm. But if you look at the smaller, mid-sized corporations in the United States, a lot of them have been priced for a deep recession.
Yeah.
A deep recession.
That's right.
So when the optimism kicks in, that's where they're going to look at.
Because there'll be good value there.
Regional banks in the United States are priced for a deep recession.
Yeah.
They might move to a recession shortly, and they might be priced for maybe a soft landing.
Yeah.
That's a big jump in opportunity there.
Right.
So you're going to feel like there's going to be more greed out there.
Right.
More sentiment of increase out
there. No, agreed. Agreed. But the market's not going to get what it wants next week by the Fed. The Fed has no choice, like the Bank of Canada, but to continue to keep further interest rate hikes on the table. It is quite likely that they are going to guide towards only two cuts versus five that are being priced in. They've got to make sure that the inflation, that them getting inflation under control happens. The number one fear that they would have is a resurgence in inflation.
100%.
So we'll see how the market responds to that next week.
And it's not only the resurgence of inflation, it's integrity.
Right.
Can we trust the Fed to do what they say they're going to do?
Right.
Because the next time we have a problem, will they be able to fix it?
Right. And
And so I do not 100%. Believe, and I'm in the same camp as you, that the Federal Reserve will be saying, we are done, we're going to start cutting.
Not yet. No.
Be careful what you ask for.
Right.
If you're asking for the Bank of Canada, the Federal Reserve, to start cutting rates, you're basically saying your economy needs stimulus.
Right.
And why would an economy that needs stimulus is when it's actually slowing down that it actually creates a potential recession, if not a recession.
That's right.
So we have to be very careful what we ask for.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And we're going to talk about all this at our upcoming seminar, talking about how we can protect your retirement on Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Country Hills Golf Club. Go to More Than Money Radio to register.
How will the baby boom housing decisions affect the Canadian housing market? Stick around after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.